Soy Gold.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
Soy Gold. You need some whoop 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 boing. You know?
Absolutely. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
With Earth Day being tomorrow, we're wondering, what have you done to be more eco-friendly? What have you changed? What habits over the years have you adhered to? Have you gardened differently? 844-967-2789. What are some of the small things that you can do as an individual that makes you feel like you're doing some of your part?
Something.
When it comes to our environment. And Jane, do you have anything that you are specifically just a habit now?
I am the anti-bag lady.
Oh, do you have a lot of tote bags?
Well, I mean, when our dog was still alive, I didn't mind the plastic bags that you would get from the grocery store because I would, you use it to pick up after the dog. Well, after Barkley died, we had garbage bags full of bags.
Yeah.
And so I recycle and I reuse grocery bags. So before I go through my bags and I pick out my six, and then I will take whatever ones I'm not going to use, and I'll take them to the store to recycle them because they have a plastic recycling place there. So, and I reuse bags as much as humanly possible. I have six of them in my car. I have some cloth ones. I have a recyclable wine, carrier that I can use. And so it's stuff like that. I'm sick of bags. We have too many bags.
Too many bags. Do you wash your Ziploc bags?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep. But I've always done that.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that more of a cheap thing than an environment thing?
That's definitely a cheap thing. It's definitely cheap.
We try to do more cans than bottles of anything because I think it was so disheartening. Now, I think it's a pretty known thing now, and yet we still feel like I don't know how to feel about recycling anymore because recycling is kind of a gimmick.
Feels like a scam.
Like most of that plastic still ends up in the ocean. And if you've watched any of the many documentaries about our, it's not always documentaries, Dateline, 60 Minutes, anything that's ever, you've seen pictures of the
blob
of plastic floating in the ocean, trying to cut back on single use plastic as much as you can. And, we do a lot more like LaCroix and carbonated water in cans. Because cans feel like the aluminum is actually easier to recycle than plastic is. But it's just once you start getting aware of plastic, it's so hard to avoid it.
It is.
Like, I think about how much trash we consume just as a two-person household of just with groceries and all the plastic that food comes in.
Yes.
And, right now, Mike went to the grocery store on Sunday, and I told him get green apples, and he got the bag of green apples. So it's like a little bit, it's like branded and stuff like that. But like, you go to Costco and the things that like, it's like the packaging inside of the packaging. And then it just accumulates so much that even when you're trying to be conscious, like the things you buy just are so much of it is put in plastic.
I know that there were some shops that were starting up that were basically like dry goods stores, and if you brought your own jars in, for things like rice and beans and, dry goods and things like that. But I don't know that that's really taken off in a big way.
Is there one in Milwaukee? I mean, that's because I think about that a lot as far as toiletries and how much plastic goes into like your deodorant is surrounded in plastic and the makeup that I use and all the stuff that is like once the product is gone that you used it in, then you just throw away the plastic container that it came in instead of for some stuff, whether it be soap or dishwasher, the detergent or laundry detergent and stuff that like a store like that, where you could bring like a glass jar in and fill it up and it would probably be cheaper. Cause that's the thing, there's the talking about how much water and waste there is in like laundry detergent. And so like those commercials for the pods. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they still come in big plastic tubs.
Right.
That it's like, all right, well, what do I do with this thing now?
Yeah.
And so it's, they don't necessarily make it like the consumer companies don't necessarily make it easy for us to be more conscious without really going out of our way to have our refillable
right
package like things containers that we can put stuff in versus just buying another thing and throwing away the container that it came in.
844-967-2789. What little things have you done? We're celebrating Earth Day. That's going to be tomorrow. What little things have you done to try and be a little more environmentally friendly? I did want to tell you, last weekend I ran to one of the many city dump sites.
Oh.
I waited 35 minutes to get in.
Really?
Yes. So at least people are going to the proper drop-off points, because Milwaukee has at least four that you can go to on weekends. But it took me 35 minutes because the line was so long, which is good.
Which is good.
That's good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I know one of the big things in Rapids, at least in our family, is the box eater. Well, it's a place. I think it's next. I now even know what it's connected to. But this is a big thing for my uncle Doug, who has Down syndrome, and they take all of the cardboard boxes to the box eater, and it's a place where they're actually recycling cardboard and paper stuff like that. But he gets a lot of joy out of breaking down the boxes and feeding it to the box eater. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, I don't even know if we have a place like that in. I'm sure it exists in Milwaukee, but. But yeah, and so I'm just interested as far as, because sometimes it feels discouraging, I think, when you think about our environment and so much of the huge contributors to pollution and carbon emissions and stuff is kind of out of our individual control when it comes to massive farms that are, you know, with like massive amount of cattle and cows and stuff with those emissions. Private jets, very, very bad for the environment.
Yes.
I've never been on a private jet, so it's not something that I feel like I can really curb my behavior to impact that and boycott. I'd love to be able to be in the position to boycott private jets, because I've done something right that I'm getting invited on that many.
Seriously. Something to shoot for. Something to aim for one day.
Something to aim for. Getting invited on multiple private jets.
speaking of, there is a Milwaukee cardboard pickup.
Oh, there is.
The professional cardboard recycling in Milwaukee.
Well, there you go.
So, but you can also, I mean, I break down the boxes and I put them in our regular recycling.
Yeah.
So you can do that too.
So one of the things, I know Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a series of at least three or four different op-eds on different stuff for Earth Day. And one thing that I'm interested in as a homeowner now is how to create a more pollinator-friendly yard.
Sure.
We talked about this, I feel like, when we first started the show, of how bad maintaining your lawn is when it comes to water consumption and how useless grass really is when it comes to any kind of...
It's bad.
It's, yeah.
It's just bad.
And so, but in this, they were saying different, like finding different native plant species and things that like bloom at different times of the year. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, like, I feel like that would be a fun thing to kind of use our, not that we have a huge yard, but we have enough of a yard that feels like a good summer project.
Absolutely.
Making a yard friendly for the bees and the birds and the pollinators.
And it's really easy to do. It is.
Is it? Yours?
Oh yeah. We've got bumblebees and honeybees and hummingbirds and monarch butterflies. And if you want some milkweed pods, I can certainly get those to you, because that's the only thing that monarchs eat.
Oh.
You have to have milkweed. And
what does milkweed even look like?
It looks like it's not a very attractive plant.
Okay.
It's really not. And it's very, very aggressive. So you need to keep it in a place where you can keep it contained, because it will take over the world.
Oh.
So it has very long roots that are pretty far underground that can travel horizontally and pop up in the middle of your lawn.
Oh.
So there, you have to keep an eye on the milkweed, but it's crucial. It's just crucial for monarchs.
Huh. Good to know.
Got to have it. I've had friends who were, and who still do raise caterpillars, and they will come by because our milkweed grows on the alley side, and so they have permission to come and pick our milkweed field anytime you want. Just show me pictures of our kids.
Oh my gosh.
As they hatch. I have one friend who hatched like 65 monarchs last year.
What?
Yeah.
What is she? Is she just lets them go once they're...
Yeah. It's in, and she's got a little fish tank with a screen on it so they can cocoon and then, yeah, go through the chrysalis process. And then when they break out of their chrysalis and you can take them in the yard and they fly away.
Those are the kind of hobbies I want to adopt as I get older.
Right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give away some Brewers tickets.
Sure.
Let's do the third caller. If you would like to go to the Brewers game on Sunday, we have two tickets. We'll give away another pair of tickets before the end of the show. But 844-967-2789. The game is on Sunday,
yes,
at 1:10, and it's against the Red Sox. We've had a little bit of a stretch of away games, and now we're going to have some home games. So if you would like to go to your first game, maybe you've gone to many games, but if you would like to go to the game, we have two tickets for you. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. And just remember that if you don't go to the game, you can always listen to the game on Civic Media's flagship Brew Crew stations, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, and WRCE. News from the center. We'll take a break, but call right now. Third caller wins the tickets, and we'll put you on air and ask you a couple questions. 844-967-2789.
You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, a product of Civic Media. Enjoy it live across Wisconsin, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Find your local station on our website, civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media app, and catch any of your favorite shows as a podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We're marching towards the end of the week, marching towards the end of the show. The sun is shining. It's a great Friday.
It is a good Friday. 844-967-2789. You could call or check in anytime, either text on or by phone. And we're giving away some Brewers tickets. And we have Mike Perrins on the line. Congratulations, Mike.
Congrats, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm really excited.
How big of a Brewers fan are you? Is this your first game ever? Have you gone to multiple games in the past?
No, I've gone to multiple games. Huge fan. My wife and I love to go. So this is our first game of the season. This is great.
Nice.
Excellent.
Very fun. And so where are you? Where do you live, Mike?
We live in Green Bay.
Nice. And then, so are you listening to us, when you listen to, I'm guessing you're listening to our Green Bay station, do you listen on the radio or do you listen to the app, or how do you usually tune into Civic Media?
I listen on the radio when I can. I drive a truck. Otherwise, I'm on the app a lot.
So, nice.
Yeah, definitely.
It's fun. I'm going to start asking that question as people call in, because there's so many different ways to listen, so it's always fun to hear how people are tuning in. Well, congratulations. You'll be sure to take a picture and tag Civic Media when you go to the game on Sunday. But congratulations, and thanks for calling, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, and I will do that. Have a great day.
All right,
you too,
thanks, Mike.
Thanks a lot. And we will have one more pair.
One more pair.
Before the end of the show.
So if you didn't make it this time, you got another chance.
Stick around.
And certainly you have multiple chances. Almost every show throughout the day has tickets to give away. And so,
right.
But we obviously want to win them from us because we're the most fun to talk to.
Shh.
just kidding.
Just spread that among your
just
friends.
Just kidding, my friends and colleagues
we love you.
On Civic Media. All right, so let's get to this Mike Lindell story.
This is a chef's kiss kind of moment.
So in 2021, MyPillow founder, Mike Lindell, announced the Prove Mike Wrong Challenge.
Yeah.
I wish I had this much money to throw around. Jeez. So the challenge was he'd pay $5 million to anyone who could prove the data he had that purported to show interference in the 2020 presidential election wasn't related to that election. So it was called Prove Me Wrong, Prove Mike Wrong, and it was offering $5 million to anyone who could prove that his data on the 2020 election wasn't related to the election.
Oh.
And someone debunked it.
Somebody did it.
And so on Wednesday, an arbitration panel ruled that Lindell had to pay $5 million to Robert Seidman, a computer forensics expert and Trump voter.
Yeah.
Who, according to the panel, showed that Lindell's data wasn't linked to the 2020 election. And you went ahead and pulled the clip.
Chris Hayes was talking to the winner of this $5 million on MSNBC last night.
Sure. So, Chris, thanks for having me. Yeah, I actually was getting a lot of pressure from friends because this is my field. I'm a forensic scientist and I testify in court. And they kept telling me, you need to go. Some of them said you might win $5 million. And my response was that if he's offering $5 million, he's got the proof, so I'm not going to win it. And anyway, 3 days of a conference is not enough time to examine all the data that he was allegedly showing or presenting. But eventually I thought, well, this will be historic. In some sense or another, it'll be historic. Maybe it'll actually show that the election needs to be overturned. But whatever it shows, there'll be interesting people there and I'll get to meet them and hang out with them. So that's what initially gave me the incentive to go.
So you do forensic analysis for a living. You had friends who said you should go. You went to the symposium. There's some group of files. Like what actually was the evidence here?
Well, what was presented was a number of files, and we were looking at them. And I can tell you, first of all, we were selected. Everyone who came was a Trump supporter, including me. Mm-hmm. We can get into that. I have problems with Trump, and I don't plan to vote for him next time. But, they invited a lot of cyber experts who are Trump supporters, and everybody looked at this and said, mm-hmm. This isn't what we expected. It's nothing about the election. Most of us didn't know what it was. But I started doing some simple transformations, and every time I did this transformation, I got something that I recognized. And eventually I found that most of the files were Word documents. One was a table of numbers that were basically meaningless. Another one was hundreds or thousands of pages where it looked like somebody had been randomly typing letters into a document. But then there was a transformation, several transformations done. So when it was handed to us, it looked like, oh, some kind of sophisticated computer data. And so within a few hours, I slipped out of the room where everybody was looking over the data. I went back to the hotel to write up a report. And I called my wife and I talked to her quietly and I said, start thinking about what you want to do with $5 million.
I mean, it took him just a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I love that he was like, I voted for Trump and but again, it was $5 million. And also, I mean, how fascinating to be, because as he said, he went in open-minded. It's like, hey, maybe this will prove that the election was actually, there was fraud, there was tampering. And I love the hubris. I love the hubris of Mike Lindell offering $5 million.
Yeah.
Because he was so convinced that what he had couldn't be cracked by someone who is a computer forensics analyst. And then it's, I mean, it sounds like they had to go to arbitration. So it's not like he just willingly was like, oh, you got me.
They had to go to arbitration and a panel ruled in this gentleman's favor.
What do you think they're going to spend the $5 million on?
Hard to say.
What would you spend $5 million on?
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
Can you not? Sometimes, to a certain extent, it's also like the way $5 million gets thrown around to like the billionaires, the 68 billionaires who live in the Bay Area.
It's pocket change.
All right. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk to Dan Schneiderman about Record Store Day, which is also tomorrow. If you have any questions, if you have any great record stories, 844-967-2789. And then we will also be giving that other set of Brewers tickets away. So stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And tomorrow is Record Store Day.
Yay!
And Jane, what was the significance of that song?
That is the first 45 I ever bought.
Wow.
I was 9, so I wasn't particularly cool. But I loved Sammy Davis Jr.
And so that's obviously from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know. That's pre...
This song was pre that, so then they used that song in the movie?
I'm sure the Sammy Davis Jr. song was pre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Because again, I bought it in like 1969.
Okay. That's so funny. I love that you remember that.
I remember it.
Did you have allowance? How did you pay for it?
I'm sure I had allowance.
Okay.
And I can remember walking down to the Five and Dime when they still had, you know, the little bins, and you would go through the bins and pick out your records.
All right. Well, if you have any fun record stories of your own, of either your first one, your favorite one, when you got rid of all of them, and then they were worth lots of money, like my parents.
Whoops.
We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789, because tomorrow is Record Store Day. And here to talk more about it is Dan Schneiderman from Vinyl Vault Records, which is located right here in downtown Waukesha. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So I actually read in Journal Sentinel that this is your Vinyl Vault's inaugural Record Store Day. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, maybe the Journal might have gotten that wrong.
Oh, really?
We were definitely here last year for
okay.
it. Of course, there's a Black Friday one as well. And so we did that one as well.
Great. So how long have you guys been open then?
So I opened this particular store in September of 21.
Okay.
2021.
So you're pretty new yet.
In this particular store I am. So I had a store actually in downtown Waukesha, ironically in the exact same location from 1991 until 2008.
Oh, wow.
Now it's called Soundwaves. Yeah, and so I've a long, long history in downtown, but
what was in the storefront in between when it was your first store versus the current store?
Yeah, so it was a marketing business, and then it was a skateboard shop, and something else, and then a record store moved in, and I had shopped at this record store before, and I was just in shopping one day, and was talking to the owners, and I said, "Geez, it's weird shopping in here because I used to have a store in this spot." He says, "Oh yeah, we're thinking about selling," and 2 weeks later, I owned a store.
Wow!
I at the time was going through chemotherapy treatments, and with a chemo pump on my hip, I signed the papers to buy this business, and just said I quit my corporate job and came here.
Came back. So obviously you've loved records.
Yeah.
If you had a store originally,
oh yeah,
and then left to do a corporate job, as some of us were wont to do, and then you're like, I gotta follow. So is this like your passion? Is records and music?
Yeah, this is absolutely my dream and my passion. My first records I bought when I was 9 years old. A similar story to the Candyman there, which by the way was definitely long before the
Wonka. This is the youngin'. I just didn't know. So what was your first record
then? For sure. So I saved up my money and went to Kmart, and I purchased together a Tom Petty Damn the Torpedoes, and I bought Molly Hatchet Flirting with Disaster. And to this day, I still have those two records in my record collection.
That Tom Petty album still stands the test of time, doesn't it, Dan?
It flies out the door. I can't hold a Tom Petty record
seriously
in here for very long at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
for
Tom Petty's definitely a big one.
Big one. So then for people who are unfamiliar, what is Record Store Day?
Yeah, perfect question. So Record Store Day is an event that is given to just independent record stores and only certain ones. So it's pretty tough to get into that group. We're the only store here within about 15 miles of us. And so we get special on this particular day. They release very special and very rare and hard to get limited numbered records by different artists. So I think this year is about 250 or 300 artists or so. And that can range anything from bluegrass to heavy metal to classical music. And so we just then, of course, order as many as we can. For example, this year's big one sounds like it's going to be Taylor Swift again for the second year in a row.
Oh, yeah.
I've gotten at least 300 phone calls already.
Wow.
I ordered 250 of them, and so far I've only gotten about 50 to 70 of them. So, and I probably won't get any more.
And that's for her newest album that dropped earlier this year? Or last year?
No. That's for it's for Folklore. It's called The Pond Sessions.
So okay.
The Folklore album with a bunch of rare and unreleased stuff and that type of thing.
We're talking to Dan Schneiderman, who is the owner of Vinyl Vault Records, located right here in downtown Waukesha for Record Store Day, which is tomorrow, along with Earth Day. And Jane, you said that we had a text?
Yeah, we're taking your texts and we're taking your calls. What was the first record that you bought? Was it a 45? Was it an album? Love to hear about your record store stories. From the 224, my first visit to a record store was when I was 15 at George's Song Shop in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. What I didn't know was it is America's oldest record shop. I just wanted to get my dad a record for his birthday as an old man joke. 844-967-2789.
So, Dan, what is it about vinyl that is so special? Because I feel like you see a lot of record stores still, independent or not, but like there's still a soft spot that people have for vinyl. And I don't feel like you see as many tape stores or like CD stores. And so what is it specifically about vinyl that's so special?
Perfect. Yeah. So first, a huge shout out to all of the elitists who have kept this thing going for us to get us back to this point. So I appreciate all those people. It's the only real analog sourced music left anymore. And so to get a true sound to really hear what music was intended to sound like, to get it from a straight analog source, is pretty important to a lot of people. And I think with all of the streaming and things like that, it has really divided people into people who just like music as background type noise and they really don't care. And if you ask them, hey, what's your favorite band? They would say, I don't know. And there's the people who really truly love music. They want to hear it for what it is. They want to hear it how the artist put it out. And if you ask them what their favorite band is, they might tell you, one or two specifically, and they could go into hours of conversation about those particular bands. So it's really just kind of that personal feel to it. And it appeals to those people who want that feeling. There's a great quote from Eddie Vedder, and he says, some people want that fiber in their diet and some people don't. And it's just the way it goes. And it's really divided like that. It's either you do or you don't. And most people who want that sound are going to records over CDs because they are that truly old school analog, tangible item that they can look at the covers and read the liner notes and things like that. Things we all used to do that got lost in the world of CDs and you know, digital downloads.
Especially streaming, yeah.
It's so interesting, Dan, because I was in music radio for the vast majority of my career, and I went through every iteration of that. So I started out playing record albums, and then we went to carts, which was on tape, and then we went to, then it was CDs, and now everything is digital.
Yeah.
And, but I always, I always thought, Dan, that the sound from a CD was cleaner than what you got on an album. Is that inaccurate?
No, no, it's actually pretty accurate. It is cleaner. But it's also more sterile, if that makes any sense. Okay, so if you a CD is either zeros or ones. It is just a different pattern of zeros and ones. That's all it is. And so you lose some of that feel. You lose, like if you look at, say, a photograph from a really good camera versus a, you know, a pixel camera, digital camera, you can just tell the difference. There is just a slight difference. And yeah, we've all now, you know, gone to digital pictures, but they're still pixelated and much more than, say, a photograph would be or something like that. And you just seem to get better quality from those old school things. You know, they've cut the corners, but they've also cut the corners is really what it comes down to.
And it's so interesting that this Record Store Day is tomorrow, because we were having a conversation earlier this week because Netflix has announced that they're getting rid of their mail-in service for actually sending you DVDs. And it brought up the conversation around, like, people who just still want to vet, like, the value of actual physical media, of records, of DVDs, of VHS tapes, of video games, and, like, things that don't just, everything just gets online and there is no physical
manifestation
of this thing anymore. And so, like, for you, does that resonate as far as having an actual item versus just a computer file when it comes to different media?
Yeah. So again, like, you know, I have a 14-year-old and he's getting into Nirvana and stuff. And I gave him a Nirvana record, and he was in there reading the liner notes, you know, and that I think is the biggest thing. He's learning about the band, who they are, what they were about, you know, and so you can learn a lot from that. That all gets lost. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the price of the media nowadays is because, you know, nowadays records are by far the most expensive entertainment media out there now, really. They're more expensive than even going to the movies. So, you know, it's the record companies have a lot into this, and they really see it as it never going away again. It's just it's just getting bigger than it can fail again. Yeah.
We're talking to Dan Schneiderman, who owns the Vinyl Vault right here in downtown Waukesha, because tomorrow is Record Store Day. We have Jeff from downtown Milwaukee jumping on to share your record store story. Jeff, what do you want to say?
Hey guys, great topic. I love record stores. I'm a huge music fan. I have always loved discovering, you know, new bands at record stores by, you know, hearing what's on the speakers overhead. But I remember it was about 30 years ago. I was living in the Wilson Park area, south side of Milwaukee, and there was a radio show. I think he was a music teacher at a high school, had a show on WMSE, and he would play music that you would not hear on commercial radio in Milwaukee. And he was playing this woman, and I was totally blown away by this woman and her voice, and it was Tori Amos, and it was the first time, he was playing her debut album, and I ran down to 1812 Overture at the Point Loma Small, which is maybe like, you know, a mile west of where I lived, bought the record, and as it turns out, she was on her first tour, and then, like, 2 weeks later, I saw her at Marquette's Weisler Auditorium with like 200 people in the whole audience.
Oh, wow.
On her first ever tour, and I've seen her 11 times more, and obviously she's she's one of the greatest, most influential female artists of the last, you know, half century. And it all started with a discovery on the radio and a record store, you know, run. So I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's a great story.
That's great, Jeff.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. So Dan, last question before we have to let you go. So how crazy is tomorrow going to be? Are you guys just going to be swamped?
Oh boy. Yeah. So, the Taylor Swift fans, will get here.
The Swifties are coming.
The Swifties are coming.
They don't mess around. There is honest to gosh, there is no more dedicated and loyal fans to any music group than the Swifties. They have even taken over their old Grateful Dead Deadheads.
Oh wow, that's saying something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. So four o'clock was last year. I'm anticipating 3 o'clock the lines will start.
All right, perfect. Well, if you want to check out Vinyl Vaults down Main Street in downtown Waukesha, definitely go do that. Even if you can't get there tomorrow, just check it out some other time. If you don't want the crowds, it's open on other days. But Dan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate you.
Yeah,
guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here in Waukesha.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dan. When we come back, we'll give away our second set of Brewers tickets and wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Prima, the Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can. Cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can. Cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman. A Candyman. A Candyman.
Makes the world taste
good.
Heart. All you really need is heart. Should start.
Now you get the idea.
We've got hope.
All right, welcome back. We're going to do this really quickly. The last set of Brewers tickets, 2 tickets for Sunday's game. First caller right now, we could put Jane on her toes for the Sunday game at 1 o'clock against the Red Sox. We're doing it right now. So, and if you would like to have 2 tickets to the Brewers game on Sunday, give us a call now. We'll ask you a couple questions on air, like where do you live? If you love going to the Brewers games, but also a reminder that you can always listen to the Brewers on the Civic Media flagship Brew Crew station, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, which is throughout the Vaux Valley, as well as WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. So you can download the app if you don't live in those places and you can't tune into the actual radio. And you should download the app anyways, because you can always just take us with you, no matter where you are. And so you can find that by just going to searching Civic Media on your app store, whether you have an Apple or an Android, and it should pop right up. And then you'll be able to take us with you no matter what your signal is.
844-967-2789. Ruth is on the phone. Lucky caller number one, Ruth. You are going to the game on Sunday. Congratulations.
That sounds wonderful.
Wonderful. Where are you calling from, Ruth?
From Red Mountain, Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
Also, Wisconsin.
So what is that drive to get to Milwaukee then?
That's going to be 3.5 hours.
Woo! Committed. I like it. Hopefully the weather is good. You can do some tailgating. And so where do you usually listen to us from, Ruth?
Well, either in the car or home radio.
Nice. Well, we're very happy to have you as a listener, and I'm excited for you to go to the game on Sunday. You'll have to take a picture and tag Civic Media. And you can also tag us. Since you won on our show, you can tag As Goes Wisconsin.
Boy, Kristen's got this whole competition thing going on. Ruth. That's her own issue. So
it's a hereditary thing.
She's very, very.
You might as well get the credit because this was your hour.
Exactly. Well, that's so fun, Ruth. We're excited for you. But yeah, absolutely. I hope you have so much fun.
Yes, and what do we do next here?
So Jane's going to get your information.
I'm going to get your info, Ruth. Hang on. Don't hang up, okay? I'll be with you in just a second.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks, Ruth. That's so fun.
That is great.
3.5 hours. That's a commitment.
That is a commitment. It really is.
Yeah.
We were talking about tomorrow is Record Store Day.
Uh-huh.
And we're still getting texts at 844-967-2789. And I just wanted to share a few more about, you know, what was your favorite memory and what was the first album, first vinyl that you bought? We have 920 checking in. My first record buy was Saturday in the Park by Chicago. I can see that album in my head. I picked it up at Schmidt's Department Store in 1973.
Ooh.
With my birthday money. I had just turned 12.
I like that.
844-967-2789 from the 401. I agree regarding vinyl music packaging. Record album art and liner notes were a big part of the ownership experience. CDs are just a plastic box. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Going back to the plastic thing. right? Yeah. Of like the plastic thing with the protective covering, I guess, but those always cracked anyways, versus there's a delicacy and like a fragility, I think, to vinyl that is special as far as like the artwork and everything, and then the little cardboard sleeve. And
again,
it's much more like art itself, yeah, I feel, yeah, like, than absolutely. CDs felt cheap.
Cheap, exactly.
Yeah.
From the 715, hi, Jane and Kristen, four items. Number one, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was released on June 30th of 1971. Number two, Sammy Davis Jr. recorded Candyman August 19th of 71. So the movie was first.
I looked that up at the break and I was going to break it to you.
So I was 11. I wasn't 9. The first record I bought was the Beatles' Hello, Goodbye. Number four, this goes way back a month or so ago, but when you two were talking about top music groups, I couldn't believe Springsteen and the E Street Band weren't mentioned. Thanks, by the way, I listened to your show on Bull Falls Radio.
Nice.
Out of Wausau. Thank you so very much for that.
I think that's when you were talking to Carol about the someone had released a...
Oh, a list.
List, right?
Yes.
That is true. I would put Bruce Springsteen on there.
There was a lot to deal with.
There was that... No, you. Well, it wasn't your list.
No. But yeah, the boss did not, shockingly.
But I feel like those lists are made to just create controversy because it's going to create conversation around who made it and who didn't.
Who's getting cheated.
What's a total ripoff that this person... Because Rolling Stone did the same thing recently with the top like 200 singers of all time. And there was I forgot who was just left off. But people were like, are you kidding me? And so I think sometimes they do that on purpose so that they can... have people be upset and talk about their items. But all right, well, Jane's going to get Ruth's information, and we still have, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, the weather tomorrow is not supposed to be particularly nice.
No.
So, rats, my big gardening plans to go start doing more spring cleanup are just going to have to be delayed. Yet again, you know how that hurts me.
I know.
And, I think some interior cleaning.
Some interior cleaning.
Dusting is just the most pointless thing on the entire planet, and yet you have to do it.
I don't feel like we dust a lot.
You don't have dust? You have a dog.
Well, we vacuum, but I'm trying to think. We don't have a lot of ledges that would need dusting, I don't think.
Maybe that's it. I just have too many ledges and too much furniture.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of like the last time like we like I remember that being one of my chores growing up. Of taking
dusting?
The
pledge.
Thank you. I wanted to call it Dawn. Nope. Wrong thing.
Pledge.
Pledge and having to go wipe everything down. And that was one of the things my mom actually trusted me to do. And I'm sure that at some point then she still corrected me on doing it wrong in one way or another and could do
job,
it again.
Kristen.
So I think we're also going to do some cleaning, do some catch up after being gone for a week. And, pretty otherwise laying low. I am ready for it to get warm, though.
Well, hey, one more week of April, and I can't believe we're going to be jumping into May.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It is coming. This year is, per usual, flying by. All right. Well, stick around for the Chat Holmes Show on WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, or you can stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And I think I heard Vancey Bryan's...
Yes.
Voice.
Yes.
I wonder if that means he's actually going to be on the show today.
Would hope so.
Special treat. So, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. This has been a very fun, I guess it was a short week for me, but we will be back for a full week next week with tons of fun guests and topics. And this has been As Goes Wisconsin. We'll see you next week.
So what the heck's the use of crying? Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. Keep that old horse before the car.
Who minds them pop bottles flying?
The hisses and boos.
The team has been consistent.
Yeah, we always lose.
But we're laughing cause we've got heart.
Thank you for listening to As Goes Wisconsin, available on Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Please subscribe and leave us a rating. As Goes Wisconsin is a product of Civic Media and airs live across Wisconsin Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Civic Media is a statewide network of radio stations broadcasting local news, local sports, thoughtful commentary, and hand-picked music. We are always streaming on the Civic Media app. Find out where you can listen on the air or learn more about Civic Media and sponsorship opportunities by going to our website, civicmedia.us. We thank you for listening.